Hello, my dear friend. I did not expect you to return to the sacred grounds of this mountain shrine so soon. You look like you have been wandering around in here for a while now. I see. Well, I thought you would not be back here for another 2 years at least. This is a pleasant surprise. It is so wonderful to see you again. Come this way. Yes, it is late, but that does not matter. Visitors are welcome here at any time. Even when it is dark, like now. Although, fewer people seem to find their way up here as the years have gone by. Yes, this place will always be my home. My heart and soul are tied to this shrine. The land, the kami, and the nature beings around here are very much active and alive. We are lucky. We are far from civilization. The modern world has not yet polluted this place, and I hope it stays that way for a very long time. Tell me, friend. How has life been treating you? Have you found what your spirit craves? I see. It takes an immense amount of bravery to walk the path of a wanderer. It is a journey with no specific destinations. But you seem to enjoy that kind of freedom. Let us stop here for a while. I shall cleanse you first, before we proceed to the inner sanctum. Stand here, under the statue of this guardian. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Then slowly breathe out. This bundle of leaves has been blessed. It will help remove any heavy energy that is lingering around you. Now turn around. Wonderful. Let's go. If you come back during the day, you will be able to see all the flowers that have bloomed here. We've had a very good planting season this year, and food has been plentiful. The kami have blessed us. Also, I have saved some seeds, like you asked. I know you enjoy giving them to farmers in the villages you travel through. Yes, the flowers brighten up the countryside. Sometimes it is the simple things that make our world more beautiful. Be careful here. The step is loose. So, my dear friend, what can I do for you tonight? Of course, we can sit together in meditation. Come over to this side. I will go and get two small portable hand warmers. Wait for me for a bit. While you do, you can watch the moon. I have returned. This one is for you. Here. You put your hands around it, like this. Keep your palms on the brass sides. The charcoal inside will keep your hands nice and warm. Take a seat on the grass. It is more comfortable than sitting on the hard ground. It's funny. I had a dream about you last night. And today, here you are. Yes. The universe can communicate with us through dreams. When we are asleep, we are much more open and aware. The kami visit me sometimes in my dreams. A few months ago, they warned me about a flood. So we were able to make preparations for it, and nobody was hurt. Are you ready to begin? All right. Get into a position that is comfortable. And don't be afraid to move around during the meditation if you feel the need. If your body is not comfortable, your mind will not be able to effectively relax. Unless you have been practicing for years, that is. If you make it a habit, you will get there one day. The night is beautiful. You have chosen a good time to come. Are you ready for the meditation? Okay. Close your eyes. And soften your body. I open the gates of peace. I invoke the three circles of protection. I invite all benevolent spirits of the mountain who wish to join us and bless us. And now, we shall begin. You are going to take three deep breaths. Breathe all the way down to the bottom of your stomach. With each breath, Feel your body lengthening. Feel yourself becoming taller. Very good. Next, I want you to imagine that your spine is a cord of light. The light can be in any color that feels right for you. As you continue to breathe deeply, see the cord of light that is your spine becoming brighter and brighter. Now, when you breathe in, pretend that your breath is going all the way down, down and down through the cord. And when you breathe out, pretend that your breath is being released into the ground below you, through the colored cord. So, breathe in and visualize your breath traveling all the way down the cord to your tailbone. Breathe out and visualize your breath releasing itself into the ground. Good. And three more times like this. Keep breathing rhythmically and deeply. You are protected here. You are safe. And right now, in this moment, it is okay to release any stray thoughts, worries, and irritations for a while, as you feel the embrace of the sacred land surrounding you. Know that you are supported and blessed by the sanctity of this shrine. We who inhabit this place do not judge your past, present, or possible futures. We see that all things move in cycles to fulfill their divine purpose. When you learn from experience and are willing to let go of what holds you back, you will bloom like the flowers in the springtime. The simple fact is that you are the director of your thoughts. Your mind is a powerful tool. But when you do not recognize the power you have over it, your mind and all its chatter will run your life. So, right now, my dear friend, you are going to take back your power by bringing yourself back into this moment. bring yourself back from all those repetitive thoughts of the past and future. You can do this by repeating to yourself, I am here in my body, in this meditation right now. I am here in my body, in this meditation right now. I am here in my body, in this meditation right now. Once you have done that, feel yourself sinking more and more into your body and into this moment. Very good. Feel the pleasant weight of your body. Tune into it and thank it for bringing you to this sacred place. If you notice that you are tense in any part of your body, send your breath to that area and release the tension. Allow your breath to flow naturally in its own way. All things move. All things flow. To move and flow with them without resistance, while maintaining your light and truth, is the path to peace. Let us sit together, here in silence, for a few more moments.